This recording, Florida 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So there was a while ago where I went to Fort Myers for a football tournament, and a couple of teammates and I, we like begged our parents to go on the banana boat on the beach, because like we had never gone and it just seemed like a lot of fun. So we went on the banana boat, and like as all fun loving kids do, you just kind of like throw yourself off, and the guy says put your arms up if you fall off, like if like we're gonna try to not fall off, and wave so that I can come and get you. So we did this a few times, like no hitches, like he came back, picked us up, and we kept going on the ride until we were like, we were all the way down the opposite side because they do like a little track. We were all the way down on the furthest point from where they launch. And I threw myself off. And then as I threw myself off, he made a turn. So when I landed, I put my hands up. And I saw him look over his shoulder, but I guess he didn't see me. And he kept going. So he just kind of like left me in the middle of the ocean, waving my arms. And I didn't think he was going to come back for me. And I had to end up waving to the parasailers, I think they're called, right? The guys with the parachutes on the boats. And I was, like, yelling and, like, waving over to them, like, kind of laughing. So they were really confused, like, why is this kid in the middle of the ocean? And I feel, I mean, I'd be happy to say they were going to rescue me. But then I saw the guy on the jet ski coming back. And when I got back on, all my friends were like, oh, we're just going to leave you. Like, we weren't even going to tell him that you were missing. So he probably would have pulled up to the beach, not knowing where I was. My mom would have gone crazy. I would have been on the boat with the parasailers trying to get back to her. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It would have been a mess, though.